You would like to find out how it is to work at Parsionate? Then you've come to the right place. My name is Anja Lange and I'm talking to Parsionate employees about their work, team spirit and purpose. In this episode, you will find out how it is to work at an exciting client project and get insights into the work as a consultant at Parsionate. And for this, we've invited Julian and Niklas. They are both business consultants. Hi, the two of you.
Hello.
Hi.
I hope you are well. You are sitting in Munich in the office in Parsionate, correct?
Yes, correct. That's correct, with a nice view at the Frauenkirche.
Oh, very nice. So my first question always in the episodes is, what do you like most about working at Parsionate? Niklas, would you like to start?
Yes, so yeah, I'm quite new to Parsionate and I have a very new experience here with all the open-minded, open door policy and nice collaboration work, and everybody is helping you if you have any questions, and the support from everywhere. This is something that I like the most.
Mm-hmm, very nice. And Julian, what about you?
Yeah, what I like very much is the flexibility and improvement. So it really doesn't play a role how old you are, what kind of experience do you have, and whatever, whenever you have a good idea to improve some processes. And Parsionate already got some good processes implemented, but they are very flexible on improving them and open for new ideas. And that kind of flexibility to jump inside the topics and realize your own ideas, that is something that I really enjoy.
Nice. I like that you both have a different angle as well, what you like most. So I've already told our audience that you're both working as business consultants, but what exactly does that mean? Can you introduce your job a bit more, Julian?
Yes, of course. So I'm working as a business consultant for Parsionate since January 2020. And the role of business consultant is has a big range, in my opinion. So it's developing the customers, but also consulting the customers, especially at Parsionate on the data topics, so data management topics, but also new topics around that, so like data governance, processes, change management. So the range of topics that we cover here is pretty broad, and depending on your personal experience and depending on whatever you want to do, yeah, you can live that here in your customer projects and develop the customers in exactly that direction.
Mm-hmm. Niklas, I think you've joined Parsionate a bit later.
Yes, I started at Parsionate in March 2022 as a business consultant, and this is a whole new experience for me. And there's a steep learning curve, I would say, with getting to know the requirements, finding solutions for the customers. And this is very nice to learn from experienced consultants and to get this knowledge and then transfer it to your own knowledge and being able to give such solutions. But especially my focus right now in the project is that I'm a project lead. So I'm focused on the whole topic of project management and being the guy in the background doing the organizational stuff and so on.
And why did you start at Parsionate?
Yeah, I know Julian since school, and as we already heard, he's here for a much longer time than me, and he was always telling me how nice it is to work there, and this gained my interest, and
And Niklas was also asking me for a new challenge, so he, in his former job, he was like, just telling me all the time, please get me something new. I want to see new topics and so on. And then I just mentioned, Niklas, you should come to Parsionate because I think here we got the challenge that you are currently searching for. And then
it definitely is. Yeah.
and then it took, I guess, nearly a year, and then you started working here.
Yes.
And how is it now to be old buddies from school and now be working together? So also a challenge?
This is quite a challenge, especially for our friends, because we are talking a lot about work, even when we are out in the evening for a beer with other guys, and they were like, please stop it.
And there's another factor: when we're sitting together and somebody starts to tell a story, then the other one already heard it the day before or whatever. So there's nothing new when we're sitting in a bigger group of friends.
Probably besides the wives, we're dealing the most time with each other.
That's what I just wanted to say. You're probably like work husbands. Yeah. Very nice. But we're here to talk about a very interesting client project that you're both working on, which is at your client Beaulieu. Would you like to introduce the company a little bit to our listeners? What do they do?
Yes, Beaulieu International Group. It's a company from Belgium, sitting in Flandern, and they have three main departments consisting out of flooring solution, which means probably in every house there could find something produced by Beaulieu when you look on the ground. Yeah, these are finished products. The second department deals with engineered solutions, so semi-finished products. And the third one is raw material polymers. And they have all their product data good organized. We are implementing a PIM solution for them. And, you know, Beaulieu is very, very huge company with 2.5 billion euros turnover.
It's something that we call a hidden champion. So mm-hmm. a company that is quite big, but not a lot of people heard of it because of the product that they produce. So it's more something that you buy by just looking at it and you find it beautiful and then you buy it, but you normally don't buy it because of the name.
Yeah, because there's no logo on the floor,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And I've heard that a client approached you as Passionate. Why did they do that and how did it come to a cooperation between you?
Beaulieu has currently a big challenge. They are implementing at the same time a couple of systems and they started last year, when I'm right.
PIM implementation is just a part of a whole transformation process they are doing right now.
Let's call it the basic. Yeah, they figured out they wanted to implement the B2B portal. And when they started the implementation of the B2B portal, they came up, so the implementation partner, and asked, where is your PIM? And then they said, we don't have a PIM. And then they said, yeah, you should start doing it. Otherwise, we have no B2B portal. And that was the reason why they were just searching for a fast approach, for a fast ongoing, for fast results. And this is what we could deliver.
And what is the project now exactly about? And how would you also describe your work in it?
So right now we are doing an MVP implementation. So minimum viewable product with the first pilot in this whole flooring solution department. And starting there from the scratch and then rolling out to the other departments, taking other pilots into account and building up a whole functional system in the future.
Hmm. So it basically started with one challenge that the client had and it developed into more and more tasks? Or how would you describe that?
From the start on, it was planned to have several pilots, several rollouts, but you need to start anywhere. Yeah? And as we just said, they are in a whole transformation process. They need a basis to rely on. And this is where the MVP first pilot comes into place. And this as a basis, more functionalities. At the end, every department should be included.
Mm. I think what's also a big factor to start with an MVP project first is to get an idea what we are doing. So PIM is just a term, but not everybody of our customers has already a fully built up picture in their heads what is a PIM about. Yesterday, Beaulieu mentioned, sometimes we have the feeling in our company that we are just talking about another database. But PIM is more than another database. It's really the basic of data, the basic for a good data quality, and also the basic for all the channels that are using data and all the stakeholders as well. The availability, for example, we are a search portal giving every every colleague the possibility to search for information instead of calling somebody who is aware what this product is about, for example. And that knowledge is also something that we do beside the technical system implementation, to build it up, to tell the people our story, to tell the people what is that whole topic about, and support them in that terms. So you also need to have a vision as a business consultant and need to understand what we are doing, the big picture, as we normally say, and transport it and get the people and all the stakeholders motivated and walking in the same direction.
So where we start right now is with a simple solution, and this one will be more complex in the future to conclude this whole thing.
Okay, I understand. How would you describe your daily work? How can we imagine your job, and also what kind of roles do you have in a project, Julian?
Normally we use an agile working style, meaning we are working with sprints and milestones that are containing different topics. For example, we start with data gathering, we start with building up the database, so to say, and then we are talking about different components like workflows. How are you working at your company? What are the people that are involved in data maintenance, for example? Who are the consumers? How do they want to work in the system, for example? What about your data quality? Is there something that we need to improve, that we need to take into account? So that are the topics that we are working on. And then it's getting really from big visions, but also to very detailed topics. So how can I change the button in the system? And that makes it very exciting.
And Niklas, how would you describe your work and your role?
I'm more organizational, so I'm responsible for the project timing. When do we need to have deliverables ready? I'm in contact with the customer, communicate a lot on how and when things need to be done, and also supporting in the requirement analysis and also finding solutions. So I'm more like in a double role, not just BC, but project lead as well. Sometimes you need to switch in your mind in which role are you right now. And this can be quite challenging sometimes.
Maybe also good to mention, to get a better picture of what we are doing. We are no programmers, so there's no dark room where we're sitting inside and just coding things. So this is absolutely not the case. So I guess most of our time we are in contact with the customer, having workshops, talking to them, having alignments, writing mails, showing something to the stakeholders in the system, for example, but also talking about general requirements, user stories, user topics, and so on. So this, I would say, is one of our main tasks, so daily work. But then we also
try to understand the needs of the customer and give him the best possible solution to fit in those needs.
And also the working style, so a combination out of home office and also the possibility to go in the office. So this is then very Passionate specific. However you want to do it, you can handle it. So we got people working at Passionate that are daily in the office, but we got also a couple of people that are just in home office and a lot of that are having a kind of combination out of it. But, and this is now after Corona coming up more and more again, thank God, is that we are also on customer side. So traveling to the customer, looking in the people's eyes, having alignments, having also discussions, but then also having a nice dinner together to build up a good relationship with the customer and having some beer. And I think that's something pretty important for every project, to have that personal relationship as well.
Yes, and besides the focus on the work, also getting to know new countries, getting to know new cities, which is very, very nice, because you don't work 24/7, but then in your free time, you can go around, visit new cities. So last time we went to Ghent, a beautiful city, and we're there with a colleague on customer side out in the evening, and he was showing us around. This is very much fun, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's why you like also being a consultant, right? A travel lifestyle. How many times do you have to travel in this case to Belgium?
This was not too much.
To travel is maybe also the wrong description. So also there we got a huge flexibility. Yeah. So in the end, it's an alignment between Niklas and myself and the customer, how often it makes sense that we see each other. And we got colleagues that are seeing more the need to travel more often to the customer, and then they do it. How many times did we travel to Beaulieu this year? Three times. So three times this year. And for me, it's always important to have a kickoff on site. So to visit the customer once in the beginning of the project, also to have a lunch or a dinner together that you already got the personal relationship that I already mentioned. And then having kind of milestones. Yeah? Whenever we reach something in the project, so achieve the milestone, then traveling again to the customer, sitting together, having a kind of retrospective and also discussing some improvements that we need to make and stuff like that. This is for me in my projects very important.
Are there also challenges that you would describe when you work with an international client? Is it different than to be working with a German client?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you gain a lot of intercultural knowledge, I would say, because even it is Europe, the mentality could differ. Imagine going on vacation to Spain. The people live a whole different life than they would do in Germany, and even not so far away, Belgium, that we have the same. But at the end, when you are sitting together, then it doesn't play a role, because as a human, if you're nice, you can collaborate very good.
Yeah, and it's also funny because we got a couple of misunderstandings. So you would not think that there's a big difference between Germany and Belgium, but in the end, it's also a language barrier. So we are talking in English, so it's not our mother language, but it's also not their mother language. And whenever we miss a word, then we are just talking in our mother language, because Dutch and German is so related, mm-hmm. So you will understand anyway. That's pretty funny, but we had a complete different definition of best practice, for example. So best practice was for us, we are not starting with a white sheet of paper, so already handing something over to the customer, but then we discuss it. And based on the discussion, we set something up together. And Beaulieu had their different expectation. They were saying, we are trusting you, just set something up that you think that fits for us. And then we discuss the finalized result together. And that is something, for example, that we figured out later in the project, but that was a pretty important finding for us. I don't know whether this is a cultural difference that was the basic of that misunderstanding, but it was a misunderstanding and also a learning that we gained out of that project.
Yeah, to make the perspective clear, I think that's very important. You've already mentioned colleagues. Obviously, it's not just the two of you who are working at this project. What does the project team look like? Who is working with you?
That's right. So it's Julian and myself. Then we have another colleague, Mark, who is very, very experienced doing PIM implementation projects since 20 years. And he has the role as an advisor. So he's looking from above and has a good view if we are doing the things right. And then, of course, as this is a very technical project, we have a technical consultant, Claudia, who has a very, very deep knowledge in the system and can realize all the requirements, all the findings that we gather, and she can translate it into content surf, I would say, yeah.
Maybe worth to mention is also that we are very flexible on the stuffing of a project. So depending on the individual experiences, you can stuff your project. Meaning when you're a business consultant in that case, that is very experienced in that case, a content surf implementation, which is a PIM system, so a product information management system, then you maybe need an application expert less than somebody else who's more focusing, for example, on a data governance topic and is not that experienced in the specific content surf software in that case. So we got a big family at Parsonate, now nearly 200 people with different experiences. And whenever you need one of the competencies, then everybody is happy when they get involved in some interesting projects like Beaulieu.
That's exciting, yeah, so that you can also get other people into the project.
Yes, and we did it all the time. When we saw the needs that we need somebody very experienced, yeah, regarding workflows, as Julian already mentioned, then we had this person and they were able to support us.
Let's look into the future. How will the cooperation of Parsonate and Beaulieu look in the future? How long will this project go on for?
How long it will last, we don't know yet. Mm-hmm. But in the future, there is a second pilot planned. As I told before, we started with an MVP, and now the whole system gets enlarged and the system is in growth and, of course, more features, more interfaces, more...
Product groups, yeah. So the different product areas of Beaulieu, yeah, need to be implemented. Now we started just with one product group, but I got a couple of. So now we start talking to the different stakeholders of the other product groups and check whether we can adapt the approach of the MVP that we have already implemented or whether we need to change some things, for example, to get those product groups also implemented in the system. But we always say PIM is never ending. So you can do a basic implementation and that's nice. You can already start working with it, but improvement never stops.
That's very true. Talking about improvement, which is actually a very good bridge here. What about your personal improvement and what did you learn personally, but also professionally in this project for you in your job? Niklas, you haven't been a boss in it so long, so I guess your learning curve has been very steep, right?
Yes, I had a really, really steep learning curve. I think in this 6 months, I learned more than I had in the 3 years before. So it was challenging, but I think I can be better every day. And with this leap of faith through the passionate, I am able to get better and better every day because you only grow with challenges, I would say.
That's true. And Julian, were you also challenged by the project? And if yes, how?
I think every project is a kind of challenge because you need to learn how the customer thinks, what are their requirements and so on. And then also find a kind of communication and a kind of integration that fits to that customer. That is the challenge that we got in every project. For that specific customer, I would say there was nothing very new for me that I've learned in the project. It's maybe due to the fact that I'm now doing that stuff for a couple of years and I've already seen a couple of requirements that I can then use for my new customers and improve their data story.
So in the end, it was a good idea to get Niklas into the project. Niklas learned a lot. Julian is giving his knowledge to Niklas as well. Is there like a close cooperation between the two of you? Are you trying to learn from each other as well?
Yes, of course. So probably most of the decisions that were made were made together. And we both can only learn from each other's.
I think my biggest learning out of the relationship, so the working relationship between Niklas and myself, I would have said beside the personal relationship. No, just kidding.
Work-husband relationship, yeah.
It's the factor that I'm maybe sometimes catching the things too much, yeah, because I have already an approach and already an idea, but Niklas is pretty new in that topic. So maybe my experience was to give new colleagues also more the chance to jump into the projects and just make their own experiences, maybe also try different approaches that I have not tried already and see whether it works or not. So that kind of flexibility, I guess, was the highest learning that I gained out of that working with Niklas.
Very nice. Niklas, Julian, it's been an absolute pleasure to be talking to you and finding out more about your client project with Beaulieu. I'd like to say thank you. Greetings to Munich.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.